Welcome to the Thirst World Problems Podcast, where we talk about drinks, current events, music, and more. Now, here's your host, Nick Dugal, and his panel of experts, B, Bell, and the infamous Doc.
This is Bell coming at you from behind the mic on Thirst World Problems in its free agent season right now. Things are popping off. Everyone's excited. I got my man B in studio. I got Nick in studio.
I'm in.
And these two were just fighting earlier, so we're just going to hop right into it.
So, what were you saying about Anthony Davis? Calling him a bitch for leaving?
I didn't call him a bitch. I said he quit on his team in the end.
How's that?
Well, he's just stopped playing.
No, they shut him down.
Well, because they shut him down, because they knew that he wasn't going to play his 100% best. So I'll give you two perfect examples. Look at a guy like Kawhi, gets traded to Toronto, admits that he didn't want to go there. That's not even a destination, but he became a professional and said, hey, you know what? I'm going to make the best of it. But compared to someone like Anthony Davis, who demanded a trade, and then all of a sudden he just quits on his team and couldn't even be a professional about that and just rides it out. Now, you were talking about the medical staff, how it links to the Saints and everything like that, which is fine, you know.
Oh, it's not linked. It's the exact same medical staff.
Yeah, which is linked, and they're linked together. That's exactly what I just said. And
leads the league in injuries. One
that's fine. Type. But if you think about this, so they get rid of, I've never seen a trade where you lose a superstar, but you gain so much more. Right? You gain so much more because now, like, Anthony Davis left and he literally just turned around and Pelicans have a really, really solid team. Like I believe they're going to make the playoffs. Like, it's
based on who they have right now without even seeing Zion play? Or are you assuming that Zion's going to be pretty solid?
Well, they showed Zion scrimmaging today and he was killing it.
Is he playing Summer League?
Yeah, he's going to play Summer League, yeah.
Oh, shit. Summer League's on already. Have they played it? I don't think they've played yet,
no. But you think about this. So you have the number one draft pick, right? You have, what did the Lakers have, the fourth draft pick?
Yeah.
Fourth pick, yeah.
So you trade that in order to get more picks and more players, young guys. These guys are like 23, 24, you know, still developing in their prime. You have Ingram. You know, Ball's pretty decent, right? He's still developing. Hart, great, right? You still have Jrue Holiday, solid player. You know, they just signed
JJ Redick.
Yeah, they just signed JJ Redick. Great shooter, right? Like, it's coming together, that might be
a top five fun to watch team.
Yeah, it's a good team to have. It's a nice young core, and it's a win for that team because sometimes, when you lose a star player, you're starting from the bottom of the barrel, and these guys are literally from last year to this year, brand new team. It's ridiculous, right?
Well, I think that's the key point there that you're saying is a young team. So I think any other team, though, in a position like the Lakers, to get a superstar player that's regarded as one of the top five players, and he's still very young, so he could be that for quite some time. You've got to also make that trade as far as the Lakers go, right? If you're going to sit there, you're not going to make much noise if you just have, Ingram they gave up, Ball they gave up. Was there one more guy that they gave up?
Hart. Fourth pick and three futures.
Well, the fourth pick, yeah. And yeah, we don't know how the futures pan out. And their thinking is, well,
that's a lot to give up.
And Cleveland's 2022 or 2023 first round pick.
Well, that's a lot to give up.
And
in the future, but right now it's not a lot to give up, right?
Anthony Davis has bad ankles, man.
That's the thing. That's the only knock on it is.
Right?
Is he actually one of the top five players, and will he remain a top five player, or is he injury prone? That's the problem.
This is one thing that I was looking at. It's tough when you have, right now Lakers are in a tough situation. What if they don't get Kawhi? Then who do they go after? You know what I mean? If they do get Kawhi, okay. So now they have two guys that they have to monitor for injuries. So obviously the Raptors were very careful on the way they played Kawhi, which worked out perfectly. And it seemed like he appreciated what they did as well, right?
Let's hope so.
And so now the Lakers would have to go with that approach, as well as Lakers would have to go with that approach with Anthony Davis, you know, hey, we have to focus on his ankles or his leg or whatever injury he had last year or 2 years ago. But you just have to focus on that. LeBron's not getting any younger, right? So how much minutes do you put on him? Now you need to have a support team, you know, and it's tough when you have three guys or even two guys in general. It's tough to have that surrounding because you need to trust the system. And very, very rare you'll have a team that's really deep minus, you know, you're always going to get your people get bought out and then you just pick them up kind of things. But it's tough. Like, what do you guys think of this whole Kawhi thing?
Well, I think the biggest thing is if the Lakers, either way, if they get Kawhi or don't get Kawhi, it's like you're saying, they have to find those other pieces. So that's why you're going to see a lot of side moves where Korver just got traded to the Suns. They're already talking about him getting bought out.
Apparently he's he already got bought out.
Okay, that's a done deal. Yeah, so the Bucks are looking at him.
Apparently the Lakers are front runners to sign.
Well, of course, with LeBron, right? But the Bucks are looking at him. The 76ers are looking at him to replace JJ.
That's amazing signing, though, to get a Kyle.
You need the shooter. You need the shooter to spread it around.
He's not who he used to be.
That's one of the best shooters ever.
He's still a top-tier shooter.
Lakers should have tried to figure out how to get JJ Redick. That's what they should have done.
Well, that was a piece. They needed that D too, right? But that's the thing. They're waiting to see what happens with Kawhi and the money situation,
it's
right?
It's so worth it. That's the thing with Kawhi is if they would have signed all these guys already, sure, you have a great team. Maybe you get a JJ Redick. Maybe you get, you know, they could have signed like a Bogdanovich, for example, great shooter. There's a lot of shooters they could have signed that are more so top-tier shooters, but then you're still a little bit up in the air a bit. Like, sure, you have LeBron, AD, but the West is so open. You know, a James Harden, Chris Paul team could beat you. The Thunder could beat the Lakers. The Warriors could beat the Lakers. Who knows, right? But if you wait and you add Kawhi Leonard, you're a favorite for maybe 3 years to come, and when LeBron's done, say 3 to 5 years when he's done, you have two 29-year-old superstars playing in LA. And that's what kind of, I was always against it. I was like, Kawhi is going to stay in Toronto. He's going to stay. And now they're reporting a lot that the Clippers are out of it because apparently he met with them yesterday or something. And it was just like it wasn't a face-to-face interview. Whereas with the Lakers, he's having face-to-face interviews, like one-on-ones with LeBron, one-on-ones with the coach, stuff like that, trying to figure stuff out. Because I think he wants a lot of assurance there, right? That he's not the number two guy, et cetera, et cetera. But I was thinking about it, man. Like, if he signs with the Lakers, sure, he's got to... People always say, put up with LeBron, blah. I don't think he thinks about it like that anymore because he's proven twice in a row that he can win the champ. Obviously, with Tim Duncan and whatnot, it wasn't the same. But he's proven that he can win the championship on his own. So why not right now hop on a team that he grew up watching? It's his favorite team, the Lakers.
Do we actually know that, though?
Oh, yeah. He's known to be growing up a Laker fan. He's a huge Kobe fan. You can look it up. Like, that's facts. So you go, say you win two titles in the next 3 years, for example. You've got four championships, and then the Lakers are yours, dude. The most storied franchise. Like, I don't... From hearing that and hearing like Woj and all these guys saying like they're very sure he's going to sign with the Lakers and they're the front runners, I think it's over, man.
Not your boy Jalen Rose. Jalen Rose says he's coming back to repeat. Sign a nice short-term contract, which makes sense for 2 years. The same 2 years, let LeBron do his thing, fade in the sunset. 2 years later, you get to re-up your contract, get that nice max, and now you can go to the Lakers now that LeBron's out of the picture.
Or you get the max now and then you get the max again. How about that?
I'd take both, but... Look, Kawhi doesn't seem to be motivated that much by money.
Like, look at that roster, though, right now, without Kawhi. Let's even put Kawhi in there, right?
There is no roster. That's the thing.
Well, look at that starting lineup. You got Kuzma. You got Davis. You got LeBron. You got Leonard. You literally basically have all forwards. It's just a weird mesh right now. That's what it seems like in the NBA right now. It's just like, okay, who can we get right now? Who's the best player that we can sign?
You also have the two best defenders at their positions in that lineup, too.
Right, but it's like, let's...
And LeBron can handle the ball, so he could be your point. He basically plays point most of the time anyway.
That'd be very dangerous.
But it's basically like in the NBA, it's okay, who can we sign? Let's figure out how to mesh these guys together and put a supporting cast. It's never just, okay, you know, if we could just have, I think these two would complement each other. Like, you always hear different stories of Jimmy Butler and Kawhi Leonard were thinking about playing against each other or together in New York and shit. You know, just those types of stories. It's like, man, like, nobody knows anything especially when it comes to Kawhi Leonard. He's a different breed, man.
Do you see what he said to the teams? He's like, anything we're saying in these next 3 days, do not let it get out. That's what they told him, or Kawhi said, or Kawhi's camp or whatever. They're like, don't leak anything. Don't let the media hear anything. He doesn't want to hear any. He's basically what he's saying is, if any of you teams let out what we've been doing,
mm-hmm.
and like where I'm leaning to, et cetera, like that might be it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? He's actually going to these teams, looking at his lifestyle and making a proper decision, man.
Yeah.
This guy is something.
So if you're one of the other teams, like, you should be leaking. Like, if I'm the Clippers, I'm like, oh, the Lakers are saying they're getting him for sure, or Toronto's for sure going to re-sign him. They're saying all this stuff.
Kawhi's a robot, right? He knows when you're fucking lying.
Let's move on. Let's talk about some teams who. Jazz Nation, baby.
They made some nice moves.
Before we start with that, give me your prediction who's going to be MVP. Early predictions.
MVP?
MVP of the season.
Man, you caught me on a...
There you go. That's the
MVP of the season.
It's tough, man.
Do it early. Early prediction.
I'm going with a repeat.
Kawhi?
Antetokounmpo.
Giannis?
I want to pick LeBron for some reason.
LeBron? I got Steph Curry, man.
Steph could do it too.
Steph Curry's going to do it, I think.
Steph, eh? Yep.
He's got something to prove now, man. Now that team's mortal, he's got something to prove. I think he's going to just kill it.
Think he might put up 82 or what?
Could be, man. He might put up 100. Let's talk about Utah.
What do you guys think?
Big moves.
What do you guys think? A lot of people are saying that they're...
I think they're going to go to... I literally believe the fact that they put this team together, remarkable moves, amazing moves. I think they're going to the NBA
they're
finals.
They're 9 deep.
NBA finals?
They're going to the NBA
they're
finals.
They're 9 deep, man. Finals. They could... What do you... What's it about them that you would say wouldn't take them there?
The other teams in the league. I mean, I'm not saying that they're not going to be contenders.
Have you seen
contenders.
The roster?
Well, I'm not saying they're not going to be contenders. It doesn't move them into the conversation.
Donovan Mitchell's got
to
take the
guarantee
step.
That, yes, you're right with that one. He's got to take that next step up.
But I think that's where Conley comes in to help him out to take the next step, right? So
defensively, they're amazing. They have shooting. Yeah. They're fast. They're long. They have a defensive anchor. Their three-point shooting's amazing.
They're a deep team.
They have multiple ball handlers, Ingles, Conley, Mitchell. They have Bogdanovich, who's going to be, I think, really good. They just signed Jeff Green.
Mm-hmm.
And they also just, they got rid of Derek Favors and signed a cheaper Derek Favors at Davis. So there's a lot of, like, I think that's going to be, that could be a top four, top three seed, I think.
I'm going to throw this out here, and I think you might like it. This might be the greatest Utah Jazz team of all time.
It could be.
I'm going to throw that out there.
So you think they're gonna make
it? I think they're going to the finals.
B's excited by that.
Well, are they going to the finals if the Lakers have Kawhi, LeBron, and Anthony Davis?
That's not going to stop them. That team is too deep.
Really?
There you go.
I think they only. I think they only get to the conference final if Kawhi signs and they're healthy.
No, I really believe they have the tools for everything.
I'm excited, man.
Did they go up against Houston last year?
Yeah.
It was Houston that got them.
They got him 4-2, I think. 4-1.
So one thing I want to talk about with you guys is let's talk about how the most shocking moments here in this free agency here. So, for example, teams that you weren't even expecting to sign superstars, if you want to call it. There's one guy, I don't think he's a superstar, but you guys do. Let's talk about the Heat here. Heat didn't have any cap room. They did a four-way trade. Four-way trade, that's very complicated. But they ended up getting Jimmy Butler. They shipped out Whiteside to Blazers and a few other guys. And Richardson went to the Sixers. So it seems like every team that was involved was happy with what they got. Now, how do you think a team like the Heat can basically get back to the promised land of what they used to be. Is this the start?
I think it's a little bit of a weird move. Oh, also, before we move to this topic, I think the Blazers are going to be really good this year with the addition of Whiteside as well.
Who's he coming on to replace?
They still have Nurkic.
Harkless is gone.
But yeah. where's Whiteside fit into that rotation?
He's a good
rotation.
Backup, right?
He's coming off the bench, we're saying?
100%. I don't know if he'll come off the bench.
Yeah, no, he's coming off the bench. Because Cantor's gone. He took Cantor's spot, right? Cantor's with the Celtics.
Okay, that makes a bit more sense. But that's a lot of money to replace Cantor. But I guess his contract's expiring.
Yeah, so who knows, man? He might not even stay there, right?
With Miami, I don't. It's weird that Jimmy Butler picked that because he could have got like $190 million and stayed in Philly. I was watching.
I think it had to do with the tax.
Could be, but like I was watching his YouTube series. He has like a YouTube series, and it's him deciding who to sign with, and it's like a 12-minute. It's like him in his house, all his
like
friends.
The Paul George one.
It's actually pretty cool, man. Like this guy, he obviously cares where he plays, but he actually because all of his friends, he's got like 5 best friends, and him and their families, whenever he moves cities, he takes them with him, and they relocate with him. And they're all like, they work as a team. Like he has them in houses, stuff like that, right? It's actually pretty cool. So when he decides, he gets every single person's input. And no one said Miami at the table. And he went to Miami. Like, I think the big thing with this guy is he doesn't like cold weather cities. That's what he kept saying.
Well, there you go. I mean, Miami's the place to go. But I want to get back to this whole, he has a team of friends that he moves from city to city. So when he gets to this new city, What are these guys doing? Do they not have like jobs and careers and their own families and shit?
They do, but they mainly work with him and for him. Kind of.
Okay.
Thing. You know what I mean? Like
they're on the payroll.
Ordinary. Yeah, they're on the payroll, right? So, it was actually pretty cool. It's all his childhood friends and stuff like that. They all families and stuff like that. So
well, that's neat to see. But yeah, getting back to the whole going to Miami, that's all it has to be though, right? Like that's just a lifestyle choice where you're like, I want to live in Miami because the team right there, that's not a solid team. At first, too, they were supposed to get rid of Dragic, right? He was supposed to be going, so they would have had nothing left there and Richardson left. Who else is on? I guess Winslow?
That might not even be a 7-8 seed.
Right? Like even with him. So I don't understand the move.
That's a little bit of a weird one.
Well, it was a sign and trade, right?
Yeah, so that would mean Jimmy Butler wanted to go there.
He wanted to go there,
because he was like, "Okay, well, if you don't trade me there, I'm just gonna leave for nothing, right?"
Exactly.
Well,
I like Philly getting back Richardson to replace a little bit of what Redick was doing. So
that's a good cheap Jimmy Butler kind of replacement.
I thought you were gonna say Jimmy fucker.
So to say, right?
That's
so
what I call him.
But,
yeah, after a time in Miami,
Celtics, little resurgence. That's the thing with the Celtics.
I don't know about resurgence.
Well, the Celtics, they always look like they're just about to fall apart, and then they always sign someone. Like, they sign a top 5 free agent again. So that team could be good. Kemba, Gordon Hayward, Jalen Brown.
Well, it's going to be see if Tatum gets back into form, see if Brown maintains. Like, that's what it's going to come down to is the young guys when Kyrie and Hayward were out and they were running wild, that's the team you need to get back. Their biggest loss, though, is the big guy, right? Horford.
Yeah.
That part, I still don't understand the signing for Al Horford.
You don't understand 76ers taking him?
I think they signed him because Embiid can't score on him.
Could be. Well, think about it, man. You're 34. You're giving him $109 million. You just signed Tobias Harris.
Is he 34?
Yeah. Tobias Harris.
Congrats.
Embiid. I'm so tired, man.
We're starting the show with that. Embiid.
Embiid and shit, I'm gonna blank out. Who's their point guard again?
Well, they're saying they might start him together.
Simmons. Right?
Yeah, Simmons they just extended. But they're saying they might start him together.
If you put that lineup, that's not a good shooting lineup, man.
So what I heard was the reason these guys added a lot of these guys is because they're kind of prepping for length and stuff because they think they're going to go against Giannis the next 6 years in the East. So they think this length is going to be what what gets them there.
Did they not watch the Raptors play?
What do you mean?
Against Giannis?
He's saying just blank out everyone else, right? Like the whole box and one kind of what they did with Curry. Just
Milwaukee's not going to be that good this year, I don't think.
Well, they seem to lose some key pieces.
Well, they lost Brogdon. Miritich, that was huge.
And Miritich.
That was huge. Yeah. So there's an inside story about this whole Brogdon thing. It was basically due to a favor. That's how this trade happened. So the Pacers owner and the Bucks owners are really good friends. And normally you would let the GMs do the talking, but the owner actually called him. He's like, hey, I want this kid on my team. Let's make a deal. Let's figure something out. I want you to win with something so I can take him. And yeah, they did a sign and trade. I think they gave up some draft picks that the Bucks needed because I guess they didn't have any. And yeah, it was basically just due to like an owner conversation. Very rare you see that. It's not even a part of the CBA agreement, but it got approved, which is...
Yeah, I don't think the Bucks are going to be that good this year.
You like look who they're signing. They have Pau Gasol on that bench. Robin Lopez. Yeah, he's good, but don't pay him that much, man.
Hey, man, they signed Robin too, though. So now they got both Lopezes.
Come on, man.
What I'm interested in here in is the sad story of Boogie Cousins, man. He thought that if he took that cheap one-year deal, came back, played strong, he's going to be ready. But then he got hurt again.
It's a little weird to me, actually, how no one's... I understand.
Because he got hurt again.
Yeah, but man, that doesn't make any sense.
Like, and the Warriors upgraded. They picked up Cauley Stein instead of him.
Because when he was playing, even with the Warriors, when he was healthy... He was playing well, man.
Yeah.
He was playing he looked 12, decent. 13 points a game. He's coming off a torn Achilles. Like, that's actually really weird to me that he's kind of getting blackballed a little bit, right? Like, right now it seems like the Lakers sign everyone, but if they sign Kawhi, they might have, you know, they might just sign DeMarcus to a minimum, right?
I think he's going to go to San Antonio.
DeMarcus on San Antonio.
Yeah,
I guess they had money. I don't even know who's in San Antonio.
Aldridge, DeRozan.
They got Gay. They re-signed Gay.
DeMar DeRozan? Remember that guy?
Can't win.
But
thank you for everything you did for the Raptors.
Thank him for fucking putting us in the lottery next year.
And
Toronto might be able to grab Cousins if Kawhi leaves.
Yeah, they might have to grab Cousins, man.
I'd burn every Raptors thing that I have.
Right after just coming around and being so Raptors proud that you're not even going to give them the benefit of the doubt the next year.
No way, man. Boogie doesn't deserve
cold blooded, man. What happened if they signed Boogie and Cook?
I want to thank Boogie. Cook's already in the Knicks, man.
He's already signed to the Knicks?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Did he?
Yeah, he's in the Knicks already.
So what's going on with the Knicks?
Fuck.
Biggest market fucking in North America. A team with no fan base.
What?
The Nets.
The Nets or the Knicks?
The Nets.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Sign away the two biggest free agents. Why is it that the Knicks can't just sign? Like, what? Like, is it just, it's a bad ownership?
No. I think it might be.
I was reading very...
Yeah, but everyone is a bad ownership, and that's why they went...
The players don't want to play for Dolan?
I was reading very heavily into this. So, one, it has to do with the facility... To the area of Jersey, more affordable, easier, and apparently there's going to be a new owner coming, and he's like a Middle Eastern owner, like
Chinese. To the Nets. You're saying
he's Chinese?
Is it Chinese? My mistake. So basically, but he's like a big time billionaire who's like heavily going to be pushing for this team to be very international, and I think this is why Durant. And Kyrie joined because they knew that this is going to be bigger than just a normal team.
Didn't the Nets try that before with the Russian guy, man, where like he came in and he tried to steal like the Celtics' big three and he was going to be spending all this money on them and then they kind of fell off until D'Angelo got there?
I think, well, the team was bad anyways. Like, it was just a bad run. Like, how do you have, what's his name, Deron Williams and...
Paul Pierce and
you know, like, bro, Jason Terry. And
they traded a first round in 2012, 13, 14, 15, and 16. four first round picks they traded for Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce.
You saying you wouldn't have done that?
Are you fucking crazy? But yeah, it's just crazy how 18 minutes away
but think about the
is
big
Madison
eagle.
Square Garden. Yeah. And Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving just basically said, fuck you.
What's crazy is Madison Garden is still one of the
Madison
top 10.
Madison Garden, fuck.
It's still one of the.
You can't do shit today.
It's still in the top 10 for attendance. Like, who's going
what
to these
Knicks
games?
What do you mean top 10? It's
like top five.
Top three, man. This is my theory. Dolan, I think what he does is he doesn't really care about winning because he knows that money's just coming anyways. So for them to win, I don't think it makes sense for them. Like they just
yeah, but they would make so much more money if they're winning.
Yeah, but would it?
Oh, easily. Are you crazy?
No, I'm just saying like the amount of money that he's making.
Knicks be on TV every night, man.
But I mean like the amount of money that they're getting all the time, I think to them they're just like, yeah, okay, cool. We'll just get some
that's
guys
just,
together.
I you guess that's mean? Where the bad ownership comes in.
That's
right?
Where bad ownership comes. Like some owners don't even care about winning. So they just care about putting seats, butts in the seats, right? And just making that money, man. Because really, Madison Square Garden is more than just NBA games. Everyone performs there. You know, there's other so many different events happening.
Yeah, but
there.
That's why
well,
he so
owns
iconic,
the Rangers
man.
As well, right? But well, still.
I'm pretty sure the Rangers know. Is not getting filled up because of Madison Square Garden.
Well, all I'm saying is he's got these teams, so he's got other streams of income just for the arena alone, but it still makes... If I'm in New York and you keep putting out a shit team constantly, I don't want to see that.
Yeah, and
you're
like,
paying for tickets to go to these games?
People love and know basketball there, and they just watch a fucking shithole every year.
That's the thing. I guess maybe that's just us growing up without a professional team like that, but are you serious right now? You're going to pay $80 or $100 or $200 to go watch, well, my boy Cook, I understand that, but what, Barrett and Cook play together? Like, that's what you got out there?
Julius Randle, don't fucking...
Well, like, fuck off. Like, let's backtrack for a second. Like, look at Kevin Durant. What decision did he make and for joining Brooklyn? There's no thought process, right? Like, everyone knew he wanted out of the Golden State. And does it make sense? Not really, but like, I think what it was for him, it was just cool. Like I'm done. I just wanna let's start something else.
Did you hear about some of the reasons they were saying? And that I guess it kind of tracks because he's going with DeAndre Jordan and he's going with Kyrie, who they're supposed to be good friends, right? They were saying that essentially, like he never made good enough friends with the Golden State guys. So they weren't very close or kind of like the relationship that he was looking for wasn't quite there. Another one was that they were too outspoken. Like when it came to like politics or just like, you know, Draymond or Iggy in the press, they'd always just speak their mind kind of thing. And he more wants to be like, which is weird since he's always on Twitter and Instagram, but like in basketball, talk about basketball and then outside of basketball, do different things that way. But he doesn't like mixing the two apparently. And he was never really good friends with Curry. So that was part of the reason.
It seemed like great friends with me, man. I think he just kind of fell to the hate and was like, man, everyone's hating on me. They're not going to validate my championships if I don't go elsewhere and win at least one. I think that's basically what
you're
it
true.
Is.
You're true. I think that's right. Like, look at
no, that he doesn't like Steph Curry's politics. Where'd you get this from, man?
No, man, that's an article. You can
look
read
at,
that up, buddy.
Like, look at Kyrie, man. Like, it's just, I think he's one of those guys where, you know, if middle, let's say the season begins and they're like 25-25, he's going to be like, yo, you know what? This fucking sucks, man. Like, he's not going to be like, hey, guys, let's get back into this. You know,
they're the favorites in the East if once Durant comes back, though.
No, they're not. We got to see what Durant looks like when he comes back, man. You're saying if Durant comes back and he's healthy, healthy from that.
Okay, Durant's what Durant was. Are the Nets the favorite in the East?
They come back to what Durant is?
Yeah.
Is Kawhi still in Toronto?
No.
And Kawhi's gone? Then, and he is what he is? Yeah. I'll give you that. Unless Jimmy Butler gets traded again or something that ends up in Milwaukee or something along those lines. Oh, cold weather. He's not going to go there. You can't put the two biggest whiners on the same team and expect them to coexist and perform well. So I gotta see what's going to happen. I don't even know if Kyrie's going to be there by the time Durant gets healthy, man. I might start to cry and try to get out of there.
Man, he just didn't know how the leadership thing was going to be, and people just shit on him. I don't think that's always all whining all the time, and he just didn't know what was coming, and he just got fucking hit.
Always complaining. And what do you think his next year is going to look like?
Yeah, but if he doesn't know how to lead, then anything he says, it seems like he's complaining, man.
Who's his number two? Right? Who's his number two in Brooklyn next year?
Who?
Kyrie.
Well, they have, offensively, nothing crazy. They have that shooter who won the three-point competition.
Oh, yeah, I don't even know who that guy is.
I forget his name. Amazing.
That's racist, man. Yeah, that's true. Amazing shooter. You're a racist, man. Just the biggest racist.
They have good defenders. They're going to have DeAndre Jordan. They're going to have Jared Allen. Amazing defender as well. But, yeah, you're right. On the offensive side of the ball, there's nothing. That's crazy.
I just hope Kyrie makes it, man.
They're not
going
to be the number one team, man. Who said that? Who just said that right now?
No,
next
when
year,
no,
once KD's
no.
back?
When KD's back.
They won't be the number one team.
You're crazy.
He said if KD comes back as KD.
They won't be the number one team.
But it's going to take him a while to get his legs under him, man. And I don't even know if he'll be the same.
Bucks are going to be up there for a while.
Bucks need to get someone on that team.
Giannis is going to develop that jump.
Yeah, they got Middleton, bro. 180 mil. Oh. The fattest skinny guy I've ever seen.
Next to Raymond Felton.
Fuck. NBA free agency is just so different from NFL, NHL. I don't even know if baseball has a free agency. Like, whatever.
The NHL does a free agency?
Yeah, it started July 1st.
Yeah, what do they do? Right, like, around the same time.
What do they do? Like a 30-year, $50 million contract? Or
that is kind of what they do. It's super long contracts. And sometimes they get up there or whatever. And all the money is, yeah, pretty much guaranteed the same way. But, yeah, 10-year contracts aren't out of the question, because a lot of their players are also super young, right? Because, like, you get kids out of high school, if not younger, sometimes.
And NHL will never get to that revenue of what NFL, or especially the NBA, does. No way. They'll never catch up, ever. No. Well, I feel like even MLS is going to surpass NHL revenue.
Oh, yeah. NHL
I give it 5 years.
It's a very niche product, right? It's a North American.
I give it 5 years for that.
Is NHL ahead of baseball?
No.
Or behind baseball? No. So they're bottom of the top, like of the
baseball,
big four, they're the bottom?
Way bigger than hockey.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can't see how they could surpass. And that, I guess, baseball contracts are crazy stupid, too. So, and they play how many games? 162?
162 games. It's crazy. The NBA, it's so crazy because I don't know if it's just how close we are to them, or we just see them so up close and personal. And, you know, they, you know, like, you never hear an NHL player, you know, putting out like a rap track like Damian Lillard does, or, you know, saying like, you know, I'm KD, you know me. You don't see NHL players saying stuff like that, or, you know, like, you just don't. There's certain things you just don't see in other leagues that the NBA does. And
not,
I don't know if it's just
they're
because
not larger than life characters, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just because of the culture instilled in it that it's so, like, it's you just can't take your eyes off of it. It's always something new, storylines coming. You're so interested. There's jokes, there's seriousness, there's so much stuff. Like, where else, for example, are you gonna hear like, oh, D'Angelo Russell was recording Nick Young talking about this and this, or, you know, Draymond's yelling at KD, and you can hear everything because it's such a plain sight view and you can see their face. Like, it's just it's another animal, and it mixes perfectly with the social media age. And you add that with Adam Silver, a guy who's so progressive, like, he's knocking it out of the park right now. I think 100%. That new thing coming with the play-in and stuff, people think, oh, fucking don't change it, don't have a
mid-season tournament.
I think that's going to be dope, man. Mm-hmm. Imagine, like, you know, a week away, you're just thinking about it, like, if these teams win this and this, like, people, like, players are going to be going hard for that. I think that's going to be
I think
sick.
It totally depends on what it's associated with. Like, what do you win? Is it a playoff home court advantage? Is, like, what is it that you get by winning this tournament? Is it just money or whatever? I mean, soccer's been doing it, so, I mean, there is a market for it, and I think it'll take a while for, like, us old guys to get used to it, because I don't want to just go play in a tournament for the sake of playing in a tournament.
The thing is, you motherfuckers don't accept anything new.
I'm a millennial, man. What are you talking about?
Well, I'd
you
watch
guys
it.
Just be like, oh, you guys never give it a chance. You got to give it a chance. It just I'm shouting out to all, to anyone who's, you know, Bell's age. You, man, you got to give shit a chance, man. Don't shoot stuff down before it happens.
Hey, I'm not shooting it down. I just need some stakes. There has to be some stakes involved in what's going on here.
What if the stakes is helping someone, helping a family build a house, helping a community?
So the winning team has to build a house?
A community building, helping a community grow. How about that? How about just donating?
This has to be something basketball. It has to be like a number one. It can't be a number one seed because that doesn't really make sense.
Because home court advantage for the first round, no matter what, or depending where you finish.
I don't know what it what
top draft pick.
Do you guys have any brainstorming of what it could be? Because you can't give
winner the, winner gets to host the All-Star weekend.
No, man, people are. But that's the same thing as the All-Star game. They're just going to be like, oh, well, I'm going to be at the All-Star game anyway. I'm not trying. There has to be something that makes them try.
That's the thing. Money. That's why I'm saying money. Oh, you think just a money, pool of money is be enough? I mean, eventually you'll get to the point where it's just bragging rights. And if they do it like...
You're telling me Boogie Cousins wouldn't want to downplay?
If you do it like the NCAA where it's one and done, like a single elimination tournament where any team could win it. So then now you have your lower teams being like, hey, if we get hot this weekend... We could at least win something this season, as opposed to that's what you want to see. You want to see the team that's like, I don't know, like 20-60 enter this tournament, and all of a sudden they win this tournament and they beat like one of the top teams.
Or what if like an 8 seed instead of playing the 1 seed, if they win X tournament, get to cross over, or they don't play the 1 seed, they get to play the 4 seed or something. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, I would love that. I like that idea.
Something like a crossover like that would be crazy.
You pick your first round opponent from any conference.
Yeah, that would be actually pretty good. Like if you win it, you get to pick your first round opponent or something like that. The second someone gets injured though, oh, I knew this was going to happen. They should have never done this. And then, especially if it's like a superstar, right? So,
like, don't get me wrong. Like I'm gonna a little backtrack here. Don't get me wrong, but I may not know a lot about the NHL, but it just seems like they heavily ride on tradition so much. Oh, yeah. Music to just everything. They don't like change. But I think what the NBA does so well, NFL's kind of there. They mix their history, they mix the legendary players, Hall of Famers, everything together. They put everyone together. And the All-Star Weekend is so good at that. Like, they do, you know. But if you go to, like, any NHL, like, NFL, again, they do okay job with the Hall of Famers. You know what it is?
I think it really is. And tell me if, Bell, I'd like to hear your opinion on this. And I think it really does have to do with the black athlete. I think it has a lot to do with it because, like, there's so much culture associated with it. All focuses on, like, you know, like, rap and you know, a lot of personality and stuff like that, a lot of hard hitting. I think a lot of that has to do with it. Like, you know how, like, players say they want to be us, we want to be them, you know. I just think that's a big thing because those are some of the things that the NFL and the NBA have in common. It's an 80%. Black played sport, and I don't know how you would characterize that, because for me it's a little bit hard to explain, but would you agree that that has something to do with it? Because you always hear, you know, I've heard black people say, for example, like they want our culture, they, you know, they want to do what we do, they want to talk and act like we do, right? Like, is that something you think plays into it at all?
Well, I think a lot of it is the crossover of, and like the timing of it, like the whole explosion really of the NBA was right around that whole, like when hip hop became a lot more mainstream. So like you were saying, there was a bit of that cultural like leakage into what sports was. And something you said earlier, really about basketball. Basketball is a game where two or three guys can completely change your team, completely change your team. And like you said, you're up close, you're personal, you can see the guys, like they're not wearing helmets, you recognize someone's face all the time, and they're up close, you can actually hear what's going on the court a lot of time, even if you're sitting a bit further up. So you can see that they're right there. Whereas some of the other sports, like if you go to football or baseball, everything's pushed back, right? You're so removed from the game itself. And even with hockey, you've got to be super close to that. Tell me that you know what any single goalie looks like, except for maybe a handful of them, right? Like the padding, the visors, a lot of that plays a part into it. And as for the cultural aspect, like we said, the hip-hop culture right now is just taken over where that's pretty much, and we talk about this when we talk about music, hip-hop is pretty much pop music now at this point. You can't go anywhere without hearing it. It's like hip-hop and country are probably the only two genres that are actually really left right now. So that,
shout out to Jason Aladeen.
So that crosses right over into the whole NBA discussion where the players embrace that. Like, and it's not just the black players that are embracing that, especially now that you see some of these younger players. It doesn't matter your culture. Like, even you talk about Porzingis coming over from Europe and being familiar with hip-hop culture, and that's the way that he's expressed himself in talking. So, I mean, that's definitely the cultural aspect is a big part of it. And I think it's just, if you go to a free agency or a league like the NFL, they're drafting guys or they're going after free agents that play on the offensive line or the defensive line. Guys sometimes that come in to spell guys that you may never heard of, they're giving them a big contract because you're looking for those pieces, right? Like we talk about in the NBA where you need a piece where there's a three-point shooter. Well, you need a piece that's a long snapper in the NFL or someone that's good against the pass rush, against the D or against the run. So they're so specialized that it doesn't seem like a big signing. It's not big names that that's are getting true. Signed to one team in a lot of these other sports.
There's a lot of things that benefit the NBA, and it's not just, oh, it's a better league. It's a lot. It's there's five people on the court.
It's affordability.
It's that you can see all of them. It's that they get paid large, so you hear a lot about them. It's the pop culture. It's integration with hip-hop. It's a lot, and I think those things are going to, like, a lot of people, like, I've heard a couple interviews where people think that basketball is going to be as big as soccer someday.
One day. But I think it's one of those sports where you don't really need much in order to play, right?
That's a really good point.
Those sports are going to be the ones where, you know, you can take things. That's why soccer's the number one sport, man. Like, you can go to Africa and you see kids playing. You know, you can go to Japan. You can go wherever you want, and people are playing soccer because all it takes is a single ball and two nets, really. So it's not hard. It's low cost, and it's really easy to play, right? So when it comes to, I think the one thing when it comes to, like, the only thing that NBA needs to do is they would need to focus on, and I think they're talking about it, you know, going to Europe, getting some European teams. They need to start making different divisions.
Well, we've seen that a lot in superstar European players as well, though. Like, we never used to think as European players. We used to think of European players as jokes.
Yeah.
Andrea Bargnani, fucking these kind of guys. And now we think of Luka Doncic. We think of Porzingis. Dirk Nowitzki really started it, right? So that's the thing. I think they're doing that already.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, the players, yeah, don't get me wrong. The players that are there now, what I'm saying is they need to start making different leagues across the world in order to catch up to soccer, because that's how soccer works, right? It's not just one league that all the stars are there. It's like eight different leagues that there's so many stars. So it's just, that's what makes it so such a phenomenon, because every country is going to have that league that they could watch, right? When you go to Europe, it's either you watch Europe or you watch the NBA. Like, you know, you want to have your own star-grown players, and then later on, you want that team to go against, who knows, later on in life, the Los Angeles Lakers and stuff like that for the championship, right? World championship and all that stuff. That's the big picture that they kind of want. It's kind of like soccer, so.
Dope. I'm going to add Adam Silver on that. The bottom teams get to cross over, though. He better not fucking steal that shit. I'm saying it right now.
Are we allowed to play a snippet of Jason Aldean? I'm a big fan of that guy.
Why don't you just sing us a little bit of one of your favorites there?
Oh, man. Amaretto Skies with.
Oh, shoot. We didn't even get into any of that. You guys were over at Country Fest, so that's why you're talking about. Was he one of the headliners?
He was, man. Yeah, he was. He killed it.
So would you guys go back to Country Fest?
I'd go back.
And were you guys the only brown guys at Country Fest?
Besides security and besides working.
You didn't see a single other one?
Besides every food truck? No. I don't. There was one. He was a little bit of a sellout. that way.
Yeah, man, this guy was a
sell. There was a sell up there, but other than that, no. It was.
What about black guys? You see any?
Two.
Two
tops out of 50,000 people.
What percentage of the crowd would you say was minority?
Under 1%.
And what was your favorite song then of Country Fest?
I don't know, kind of that.
Do you agree with this guy about James Aldean?
Jason Aldean?
Jenna Aldean? Oh yeah, he's
Didn't Kobe he's, Kobe Toby Keith wasn't he there?
Yeah, but we didn't go to I can't go there two nights in a row.
We left before it got dark.
Let's put it that way. But no, it was cool. I didn't think like country music, I'll be honest with you. You know, I've listened to country before. I've always thought it was had meaning and stuff behind it. But I always thought
I'm
it was kind of
bullshit.
Honestly.
So you, what you, was the country you used to listen to?
Well, you know me in terms of music. I can never list off 100 fucking songs or whatever. Like,
I'll just take two.
No, even two I won't list off, right? But they always have that kind of, you know, there's always a meaning. There's this girl, you know, on the fucking next table, and I seen her come in, and I bought her a shit like that. I bought her a coffee and shit like that, right? So whatever, there's always some kind of thing to it or whatever. But I always used to still spin it off as kind of a joke. And it kind of showed me that it's not, because I've been to some like, you know, I've been to a bunch of like rap concerts, OVO Fest, Soundset a bunch of times, like, you know, just as big as this one we went to, but rap, right? Which is stuff like we want to go for, right? Or I do, for example. I didn't think it was this big, and the followings was like, I knew the following was big, but I just didn't think that would happen for country music, which is, shows how far removed, you know, certain people can be from it. And I think if a lot of people went to it, they would get a different understanding.
Oh, that's very cultured. So like an eye-opener almost,
right? A little bit
of
an eye-opener. Like one thing that clicked to me and I've been saying is, I always used to think like, why does everyone want to have fucking like lift kits and like, why do they want to ride the big old Chevy Silverado with the, you know, fucking lifted tailgate and shit like that? Like, it's because in all of these songs, they mention that shit. It's just like if you're listening to a Drake song and he's like, I got the blah, 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 S-Class Mercedes sitting on 24s or whatever the fuck he's gonna say, right? And you're like, yo, that's sick. Like, I want a white Mercedes when I grow up or whatever, right?
I want a Mercedes C-Class.
Or a BMW or something like that, right? Like, the way certain people or certain cultures strive for that, because there is a demographic for certain shit like that, that's the same way how it's connected to that. I never thought of it. I was just like, well, why do people love that so much? It's because it's talked about in a lot of these songs.
Yeah, that's their music, right?
Yeah,
that's what they grew up with.
That's what they relate to. That's what I kind of took away from it. So Nick was just drinking. That's all he did there. So.
Pretty much. Drink till you puke. That's what I
said. What did you take away from that, if anything?
You know, honestly, like, I think everyone, it seems like it's everyone was just so excited. Just for the music. It's just, everyone was just so into it. They knew all the lyrics. They just had a good time. And yeah, just like what B said, like every song had a meaning to it. And they just, to them, it's like, that's what I wanted, you know? Like someone talks about a 7 Series BMW, you're like, shit, I got to get that 1 Series, man. You know, like you just, it's just one of those things. But honestly, it was a great experience. Would I go again? Maybe, yes, no, but honestly, overall, it was fun. I'd probably give it out of 10. I'd probably give it like an 8.
There you go. See, I'm glad to see you guys are out there expanding your horizons. Maybe we can start playing a little country around here then.
Hey, man. This guy kept on saying Jason Aladdin, and we're like, he sees these shirts.
Aladdin,
like,
from The Dictator.
Yeah, he's like, yo, it's Jason Aladdin, but it's like. It's
Aldean,
right? Jason Aldean. And he really wanted to go see this guy. I was like, cool. Like, at first I was getting lazy, right? I was like, oh, I don't want to go.
I was sleeping, man.
I was like, oh, fuck it. But he's like, let's go. I'm like, okay, fine. Let's go. So we go. we're waiting for him, and this guy just comes out of nowhere and just hypes up the crowd. And it kind of hyped us up, right? Like, yo, like, and it, like, tracks are playing. And honestly, like, I couldn't even hate it. Like, it was actually really good. You had to really appreciate it. And then after, me and this guy just got litty, man. Litty to left titty, man. It was crazy. We just went all out. I had, like, 8 tequila shots. This guy gives us a shout out to Crown Royal. Me and this guy just start drinking like crazy, man. Whiskeys on the rocks, man, nonstop.
Seems like you did Country Fest, right? Yeah.
We didn't even leave that place till like 4 o'clock in the morning. We had a blast, man.
Put it that way.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Thirst World Problems Podcast. For more exclusive content, follow us on Instagram @ThirstWorldPod. Make sure to subscribe, like, and share.